Welcome, everyone. This is Ladies Number One Detective Agency, Season 1, Episode 10. And I am your host, Demi Clark. I am joined today by my co-host, Janet Graham, and today is January the 23rd. This episode, I am calling The Miracle File, Those on the Brink. Welcome, Janet. How are you today?
Good evening. It's lovely. It's a lovely evening, isn't
It's a wonderful evening.
it? Yes, and
It's
how are
nice
you?
to have you on board because I had to do a couple of episodes without you and Bill, and it's just not the same thing.
It's always good to share.
Well, and you get to have these discussions, which is what the podcast should be all about, right? Just getting everybody's insights and everything. We're going to be sharing stories today about some miracles that happened when Bill and I did our safe passage experience for those who were about to pass. What is safe passage? This is a special healing experience that we can do for people who have a terminal disease or have had accidents and are not expected to make it, those who have committed suicide or have recently passed. We do not charge for this service. It's one we do as a distance session. The stories we're going to share today are the ones that had some very unexpected and surprising twists. We're not going to be using the names of those involved to protect their privacy. And two of these people, Janet, you actually referred them to me. The other is someone that was connected to Bill. So let's start with that story, as it was actually the very first time we had such an outcome and we were actually so stunned. And Janet, you did help with this one as I contacted you to get more information. I was like, oh my God, Janet, you're not going to believe this. We did safe passage and the person lived. Anyway,
Well, it's
so
always
here,
an adventure.
oh, I know. So here is story number one. So Bill was contacted and advised that someone he knew was now in a coma, and the doctors advised that the life support was to be terminated as there were no signs of life. We conducted the safe passage, then weeks went by. And then one day I was talking to Bill and I said, isn't it odd? Like, we haven't heard anything about this person. When did they pass? And he got in touch with the person who had told him. And then he called me totally shocked. The person made it through. The medical team was shocked. This person was in a coma, now, so they didn't disconnect life support. The person suddenly, there were signs of life, but they were in a coma, slowly improving and now breathing on their own. I actually, after talking to Bill, went back and read through the safe passage experience I'd put together because I was just baffled because this was to help people transit to the other side. And in when I read back over what I'd written, I found where energetically this could very well be possible. However, it was so unexpected, and everyone was reeling from what happened. So, Janet, I actually contacted you to talk to you about this person, and eventually, this person got out of the hospital and is still alive today. They're wheelchair bound, but they are improving daily. So, Janet, when I contacted you, I asked why, like, oh my, and I mean, it's a wonderful thing that happened, like. But we were so shocked. So, can you share us with us what you got about why she didn't pass on at that time?
Well, what it is it's past life, it's karma. And at this time in her life, she had to be in a wheelchair. She had to understand what it was like, what it's like to ask for help, what it's like to learn how really restricted people are and what can she learn from that? She needed to learn that her freedom was a gift.
Ah, yes, I do remember you saying that. Yes.
Yeah.
And how to appreciate the life that she had, and now she was given a second chance.
Exactly.
Right.
And it was up to her now to decide what she wants to do with that.
Exactly. Okay. I don't have any further updates on her at this time that we can share. So thank you, Janet. Now we're going to move on to story number two. And Janet, this one was actually referred to you to us by you. So could you give us a little bit of background about what transpired in order for you to need to contact us to do the safe passage for this person?
Well, my friend's brother-in-law was in the hospital. He couldn't speak. He had a tube in his throat to help him breathe. He had a hard time walking. He had a hard time doing anything. He got an infection in his throat that traveled, through his body. So they ended up having to take him to the hospital, and he wasn't getting any better in the hospital. And it was noticed by my friend that he was having trouble in having movements. Like he couldn't pull himself up anymore or anything like that. And the doctor at the hospital said he was just playing possum.
Wow.
But when my friend checked him out and she had to literally help him with everything, they discovered that he was having mini strokes.
Oh my.
And they didn't think that he would really come back from that.
Yeah, and
And
again, I think you said it when you contacted me, they didn't expect him to live past a couple of days
past
or
36
something.
hours, I think it was, something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah. So I contacted you
Yeah, thank
and asked you to do the safe passage. And holy moly, I'm telling you, after that safe passage, he was a new man. Okay. He was a new man. He felt like daily they seen progress in him, and he was feeling better and doing better, little bit at a time, little bit at a time, till he got out of the hospital. And I believe he was in the hospital for about, oh, 6 weeks or something like that, 6 to 8 weeks. And then they moved him into a new place. And so he was close by. And so they got to see him every day and help him out whenever he needed help. But he was an independent fella, so he didn't he really didn't care for everybody helping him. He liked to do as much as he could by himself. So, and the sad part is, almost a year later, year and a half, I guess, he ended up getting some kind of a flu or a cold, and he healed from that. And then the doctor says, okay, let's check and see what we need to do for you to make you better. And they discovered that he had his trink, I think it's
Tracheon,
called.
the
Yeah.
trach, yeah, whatever that is.
They had to do some work.
You can tell we're not medical people.
We're not medical people, no. But anyways, there was some cancer in and behind that or something. So they went in to do the surgery to remove it. And the operation went good. Everything went good. And then he just sort of started going downhill. Like,
Yeah.
he ended up getting some kind of infection. As I recall, don't quote me on this, but and then everything started going downhill because they were talking at one point of, okay, in the next couple of weeks, like, they put him into rehab, and the rehab was coming along pretty good. And then all of a sudden it just went right down,
Then it was
just
done.
right down. And
Then he passed on.
then he passed. Yeah.
Yeah, and Bill and I, so we did the safe passage on in August of 2022. So he actually lived for about a year and a half longer than expected. So, and what would you say? So my sense is that the safe passage could have allowed his soul to leave. So what do you get around him staying? Sorry, let me rephrase that. So the safe passage, the way that it's set up, would have allowed his soul to leave and transit out. So what do you get around him sticking around longer? What was the purpose for him?
Well, there's a few things he needed to finish. Okay, there's a few people that he needed to spend time with. There's lessons he needed to teach, and there's lessons that needed to be learned from him. And I feel like these are all little contacts he needed to make to finish up in this life.
Right.
Because he messed up in a lot of things, but he did good in some things.
But it's kind
So,
of cool, then that this process, and when we do this, it's not us doing it, where we have other higher vibrational beings helping us, but it's like they gave them a second chance
they did.
to do this.
And a
So,
third chance.
wow.
Yeah. So it was absolutely amazing what that safe passage does.
Yeah, we're just floored every time. And I remember with this one too, I think I was like, so what happened? And when you told me he hadn't passed, I was like, what? Another one? So thanks, Janet. Now for our last story, though there are so many more. This was also someone you referred to us. So what can you tell us about the circumstances around you reaching out to do the safe passage and then the surprising turn of events?
Well, this person had terminal cancer, and it was spreading quickly through her body. And the first time when I asked you guys to do the safe passage on her, what it did was actually slow everything down for a few months. So for a few months, she was doing okay. And then it just kind of spread, but it spread slower, a lot slower. And then it just all of a sudden just went like wildfire throughout her body. But I believe that it extended her life by at least 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
And it gave her that chance to finish up the things she needed to finish. Things that she needed to finish with her family, things that she needed to finish up with her friends,
And then when
and
she had
come to
passed,
terms.
everything would have been in order for her too.
And it was every she had everything in order. Amazing, amazing the way she did everything.
Wow. So in conclusion, it would seem that even though people seem, it seems like there's a time for them to go. This process for some people gives them a small window to complete their soul journey before they leave, which I
And I
think is
think it
just
makes
a
it easier for them.
beautiful thing.
It
Yeah.
is.
So,
It is.
is there anything else you wanted to add, Janet?
You know what? It's amazing, but I think that when you do the safe passage, it helps their soul redirect to get things done so that they can finish here with ease and then move on. That's what it feels like. And it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and
It's wonderful.
I don't want to give anyone false hopes here because I don't want people to think, maybe we can get a man bill to do this safe passage because we don't want these people to die. It doesn't work like that.
No.
It's a soul's, it's whatever is written into their soul contract, whatever the decisions are, whatever. We have no control over it. So I guess I just don't want people to think that a miracle's going to happen every time. But it's still worth sharing the story because it was so surprising, so unexpected. And I really wanted to explore with you the reasons behind why those souls didn't depart when they did. They eventually did. There's one still alive, but yeah, it's pretty. Don't you
It's
just
pretty
love
wonderful. You
it?
give them a little extra time to sort through things that they wouldn't have had before. And I think that's beautiful.
Well, thank you. And it's certainly, I mean, your contribution to it is so helpful because you're able to, I'm just going to Just give me 1 second here. I'm just having technical difficulty with something. But I think, part of it, you play such an important role in all this as well, because you're able to give us insights that help us understand what actually happened. Now, in these cases, well, in your friend's cases, I think you were talking to them to report back to them some of what you were getting. But in Bill's case, we didn't relay that information on. But for us, it helped us complete the picture and give us answers to, why was this person still here, and then be able to see their progress or not progress, depending on what it was,
But it
that
was
they
progress
choose
to
to do
them.
once they,
Exactly.
because they still have free will, right? To do,
Exactly.
because they could bring them back, and then they just still don't
See,
progress.
I see it almost like a calm that goes into their body, okay, and into their soul, and the soul starts to rise and go, okay, now let's get this done. Let's get this finished so that they feel like they're ready to go back home.
Ready, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
And some of these souls may not have completed their soul contracts. They may have to come back because they didn't learn all the lessons they needed to learn. But the beauty of what's happened energetically on the planet is that reincarnation wheel that was had a negative how can I say it? Had a negative agenda attached to it, is now gone. So now, when people go through the transit gates, they're actually going through them properly and being able to then move forward, whatever path that they're meant to be on, as whatever light being, or come back to Earth, whatever that may look like for their own soul journey. So, well, thank
Exactly.
you, Janet. Now, before we sign off, I just want to give a little teaser for episode 11, which will be January 26. And this one is from the 2021 archives. There was bizarre interference on this one. And Janet, you actually were helping me on this one. I don't know if this will spark any memory, but while clearing a residential property out of town, something very odd, happened, involving a vehicle on the property. And this house was actually on a ley line. And then Bill and I had to do a further clearing. So it's a very interesting story.
Oh, I think I believe that I remember that.
And
Yeah,
we had
oh
to
my
do,
goodness.
I had to get you to tap in a couple of times, and we got some
Yeah.
really cool information about the property. And we're able to, and actually, because the per owner of the property was quite open, we were able to share a lot of the information with the client too. So,
And they were able to confirm a lot of it too, as I recall. Yeah.
Anyways, that's all we
Oh.
have for this episode. Thank you for joining us, and say goodnight, Janet.
Good night. Have a great night.
Yes, have a fabulous evening, and we'll talk to you soon.